You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. An update on a well-known Madison crime. The man convicted of killing UW-Madison student Brittany Zimmerman has died in prison. Brittany was from Marshfield and 21 years old in 2008 when she was found murdered in her home on Doty Street. It took years, but eventually police got a DNA match from the scene. They told Brittany's family the DNA matched a man named David Call. And after years of waiting, Brittany's mom told the press, saying she couldn't continue to stay silent, knowing her daughter's killer was not being held responsible. Authorities later arrested David Call in 2020. Prosecutors said he followed her into her home that day. He eventually pled guilty as a part of a plea deal. Call was serving at the Dodge Correctional Institute, but records updated Thursday morning show that he died. Those records do not show a cause of death. This crime shocked Madison and prompted fear in the UW-Madison community. And the warmer weather has the UTV and ATV community ready to hit the trails. But there's some things you should do first. The Wisconsin DNR encourages off-road recreationalists to get their ATV-UTV safety certification by taking an approved course. Just last year, 40 people died in ATV-UTV crashes in Wisconsin, and most of them were not wearing helmets. Lieutenant Jacob Holschklaw, who's the Wisconsin DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator, says they want folks to create positive memories and have a great experience on the trails, but that only happens if everyone returns home safely at the end of the trip. Also, if you were born on or after January 1st of 1988, the class is required, but anyone can take it. Even those who ride only a few times a year or at a relative's house should take the course. You can take it in the classroom or online. It's about 6 hours long. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding us to plan ahead if you intend to plan to visit a state park this Memorial Day weekend. You may encounter some long lines to get in, limited parking availability, and larger crowds than usual. DNR officials are reminding residents to be patient and courteous with staff and other people enjoying the parks. And we have a new Alice in Dairyland. Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsin's 78th Alice in Dairyland has been chosen. Sarah Hagenow of Poignet will spend the year educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Hagenow is a senior at the University of Minnesota and will graduate with a degree in agricultural and food business management and a minor in international agriculture. Her sister, Ashley, was the 76th Alice in Dairyland, which Sarah says makes the position even more special.
It's just so meaningful to me to be able to be a part of not only the Alice legacy, but to be able to join a new sisterhood with my sister. It's just so cool. So I'm just excited to showcase how my skills and capabilities will help the Alice program and also showcase a little bit of that Hagenow flair.
Hagenow's year as Alice in Dairyland starts July 7th.
And people often indulge on Memorial Day weekend, so plan to have a designated driver. Rideshare apps have never been more accessible. But if someone you know is in a pinch, AAA is offering an option to keep impaired drivers from getting behind the wheel. They're activating their tow-to-go program. That means anybody in a bind who doesn't have a way home except for their car but has had too much to drink can call AAA, and they'll tow your car wherever you need it to go. You don't need to be a AAA member to use the service. It's available tonight through Tuesday. Ticks. These little parasites live for about 2 years.
Ticks don't die in the winter. They hibernate like a bear. So as soon as it gets above freezing, they potentially can come out.
That's Dr. James Thatcher, a physician at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center. Summer is known as tick season because temperatures between 70 and 90 degrees are ideal for breeding and make the ticks more active.
Yeah, I know Bambi is really cute in my backyard, but 1,000 ticks per deer. So you really want to keep your distance from Bambi. That's the first thing. So the other thing, obviously, you want to do in your yard is they have this liquid fence that you can, and it's a lot of these natural things too. And you pour that on the edges of the yard. It's supposed to ward off the deer.
Common ticks here in Wisconsin are the wood and deer ticks.
The difference is the wood tick is more of a brown color with a light brown design on its back. The deer tick has kind of that burnt orange belly.
That's Ashley Johnson, a nurse practitioner also at Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center.
And then the other one, that Asian longhorn tick now does live in the North Woods. So that is a bigger dog tick, but also has brown legs.
Then there is the nymph, the most infectious and tiniest one of them all.
So as the spring goes on and the ticks that have been mating on the deer start to produce babies, and those babies get a little bigger and they start seeking out their own blood source, those are the ones that are most likely to infect you.
And they're hard to see, so it's best to wear bright clothes to spot them.
Because it really doesn't want you to know it's there. First, it numbs the skin like a surgeon. Secondly, it gives you an antihistamine, so you don't itch right away. And the third thing it does is it gives you an anticoagulant so you don't bleed down your leg.
And ticks are found just about everywhere in Wisconsin and can carry other serious infections besides Lyme disease. He recommends a variety of ways to prevent tick bites. You can use EPA-approved chemical repellents like DEET to treat your clothing.
But it's a chemical, and I have children, and I'm not going to use a chemical on them, so I'm always searching for more.
You can also find natural tick repellents made with essential oils or make your own.
Cedarwood oil, lemongrass, thyme, rosemary, clove, geranium, these chemicals, or herbs. And usually they'd have a lavender in it too.
Wearing bright colors will allow you to see the ticks on your clothing, especially the baby nymphs that can look like a speck of pepper. Dr. Thatcher says to remove your outside clothing right away when you come home from the outdoors and do a full body check, including your hair. If you find a tick, you want to remove it right away without squeezing the belly.
You want to lift and you want to pull back, okay? Because when the tick is attached to you, it's building up its stomach juices to infect you.
Symptoms of Lyme disease can vary, but often include fever, fatigue, joint pain, and a rash. And in some cases, symptoms can progress or persist if not treated early.
We provide preventative treatment for people who have contracted a tick bite, and we're trying to prevent the infection from developing. We also treat chronic infections in patients who have been suffering for a long time.
So if you're bitten by a tick, remove it right and pay attention.
Powerful computer in your pocket called a smartphone and just take a picture and trend it. If you're, God forbid, you're infected with Lyme disease, if you have a rash, at least you're more likely to be treated.
Stay safe and enjoy the great outdoors. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot.
A big night for yelling. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers managed to get a win despite a long rain delay. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-5. Christian Yelich, who was just 2-for-34 in his last at-bats, hit two home runs with four runs batted in to break out of his slump.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. Pretty tough start to the year and been grinding, but it's part of the game, you know. And, you know, these guys have been trying to pick me up all year with finding ways to score runs, and nice to see some stuff pay off.
NFL, after a week of team workouts, it's the Packers' annual softball game tonight, started by Brett Favre, then hosted by Donald Driver, and now Jordan Love.
We're excited. My second year, kind of helping run the show. I know last year Donald was a big part of it, and he kind of passed the torch, which was pretty cool. So it's going to be 25th anniversary is pretty special. Obviously, the game's been going on for a long time, so to be able to, you know, take the torch and kind of just carry it and keep it going.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. Katy Perry has been in the news lately for various reasons. First, she went into space for about 31 seconds, and now the New York Post is reporting that her bra broke and popped open during one of her concerts. Before you run to the Google, you should know that she acted quickly and covered up. An assistant quickly ran out and saved the day, after which Perry said, "Sorry guys, you didn't pay that much." Tickets to a Katy Perry concert range from $50 to $500. Top or no top, I think they paid plenty. And finally, Perry will no longer be waking up in Vegas. She is out at Resorts World Hotel. The singer signed a contract that would pay her up to $900,000 a show, and the deal has been terminated after the hotel and casino actually lost money during the pop star's residency. This was after there was a bidding war for Perry's talents between World Resorts and Caesar's Palace. The Perry residency lasted from 2021 to 2023. George Wendt passed away earlier this week. Most people know him as Norm from Cheers, where he spent 11 seasons and was the only cast member, including Ted Danson, to appear in all 275 episodes. In addition to Cheers, his credits include Fletch, Airplane 2, Outside Providence, and of course, Bob Swirsky, one of the Chicago superfans. Here are a couple fun facts about George Wendt. He got his start in Chicago at Second City, but his first job there was sweeping floors. He's actually the uncle to Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis. Here are some fun Norm lines to remember George Wendt by.
What's shaking, Norm?
All four cheeks and a couple of chins, Coach.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
Oh, it's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a pretty nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Plenty of sunshine, highs of the 60s, maybe a little frost on some of the mornings. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tonight, we'll drop back into the low 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.